I'm so sorry. The device, why would it? Oh no, I just made eye contact with Oliver.
Oliver blinked from across the room, horrified. He was shirtless, muddy, holding a book that had fallen from the cabinet during his graceless landing.
Am I dead? Is this hell?
Lucy snapped.
Turn around!
He spun to face the wall.
I was in a tent with a girl named Willow who thought my name was Sky. She gave me a tambourine.
Everett sighed, pulling a beanbag in front of himself.
I was going to ask for 30 more seconds. We didn't even get to, you know.
We absolutely did, Lucy said, crossing her arms. Oliver groaned.
I just want one normal jump. One where I don't come back missing clothing, dignity, or my will to exist.
You're not bleeding this time, Lucy pointed out, buttoning her shirt.
I'm bleeding emotionally. I liked Willow.
He held up one bare foot.
Also, I lost a shoe.
On the table lay a dusty paperback he'd knocked down. Oliver squinted at the cover, then read the title aloud. Rings of Smoke, A Life in the Counterculture by Willow Carmichael. He flipped to a marked page and read,
Woodstock changed my life, and so did the boy who vanished. He was there. When I looked back, he was gone, like the air swallowed him. He took my harmonica.
A long pause. Lucy blinked. You accidentally stole a harmonica from a woman who turned you into myth.
Oliver nodded. And it has my lip prints on it.
Everett covered his face.
You're never allowed near hippies again. You're in a memoir.
I didn't even get to say goodbye.
Oliver looked upward.
She wrote a book, guys. A whole book. I'm her romantic Bigfoot.